We present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Catch Damon in Chicago on Saturday at UIC Pavilion with New Edition Babyface Guy and Teddy Riley.
Woo.
Whoa.
Also, make sure you get your tickets on sale now for Labor Day All-Star Comedy Fest at the Chicago Theater with Don D.C. Curry, Tony Rock, Kenny Howell, and more. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on criminals who get an A for ingenuity. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a grown man chasing a Pokemon. If y'all don't sat down somewhere, you don't even know what that damn app is doing. It's probably giving out your identity. You know, anytime they got these apps as number one, your identity, you probably didn't gave permission to your firstborn. You don't know what this Pokemon is doing. It's the number one app out here, man, and it's grown people out here playing it. So, naturally, whenever there's a popular trend, there's always crooks trying to cash in. So, two Missouri men were arrested for armed robbery after committing more than 9 stick-ups. They were caught red-handed with their weapons still in the car when they were arrested. They said they were robbing people who were using some type of beacon to catch Pokemons. So basically, these dudes were out robbing nerds.
Hard work.
Indeed. It's actually a hate crime, Sybil. I think if you rob a group of people that are goofy as hell, I think that's going to be a hate crime. But they were caught, people who were playing the game, they said they were easy victims, of course. And I really don't feel sorry for the victim. Anytime you're so caught up chasing an imaginary character that you walk in front of a bus or get hit by a taxi, your ass deserved to be robbed. Seriously. As serious as a sexy gospel singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please attend the family reunion. You ever been to a Mary Mary show and just said, Mary Mary? Yeah. You conflicted. You can't even focus on the Lord. Seriously.
Seriously.
Seriously,
Sybil. Seriously, Sybil. Yeah.
I'm open for him. And trust me, it's conflicting. Now,
he's open for him and ask them to open, but they didn't.
Yes.
Wow.
I was hoping they returned the favor. Thank you, Jay.
Wow.
Open for me, I open for you.
Oh my God.
We're off track. Thank you very much.
We're off track.
Actually, the real news is way more funny than the seriously ignorant news. We got fart ends, and I say they should use cabbage. To hell with beans. Go all out. You want to really stink up a convention hall? Do cabbage. Trust me.
That would be your choice, huh?
That's my go-to. That'll create an uh-oh. But anyway. This next story, of course, comes from Florida. Okaloosa County, Florida woman. She might have been suspected of driving while under the influence. 28-year-old woman she was from Fort Walton Beach, was seen by witnesses. They said she had went through a stop sign, then went through an intersection, and finally went through a yard and hit somebody's house. Yep.
Wow.
She ran into a whole house. So they said she tried to back out, but her car got stuck in some sand. Now, when the police came, they questioned her. Her excuse was she was praying with her eyes closed. So she was behind the wheel driving a moving car.
And praying.
So deep in prayer with her eyes closed that she hit a house. Now, I know it's a scripture that says something like, you know, live by faith and not by sight. But this is taking it too far.
Right.
And I don't know if that's a real scripture. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sybil.
They will.
No, but if the Lord is omnipresent and he can see and hear all things, I'm pretty sure you can pray with your eyes open and still get the message out. Seriously. What this sounds like to me is a really good excuse for somebody who was under the influence or fell asleep driving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She was either in the spirit or in the spirit. Probably 90 proof. Seriously. Report to you live from Chicago. Hey, if you're in Chicago, check out Windy City Live. I'll be on today at 1 p.m.
All right.
All right.
Live.
Seriously. All right.
All right.
Cabbage, people. Cabbage.
Cabbage. Go cabbage.
You heard the expert.